Jaya Radha Madhava Kanja Vihari. Gopi Jana Balaba Giri Bhartari. Yashanandana Vajaranjana Chamunatira Vanachari Jayarada Madhava Kanchavihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Sri Prabhupada ki jai. Jaya Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa, Prabhu Jagachai, Asato Sada Shishimad Bhaktivedanta Swami. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Our glories to the Assam devotees. Our glories to the Assam devotees. Our glories to the Assam devotees. Glories to Sri Guru and Garanga. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 22, The Marriage of Kardama Muni and Devahuti, verses 26 and 27. Amantyatamunivaram. Anugyata sahanuga. Taste ratam aruhya. Sabharya svaparam nipaha. Ubiyari shikuyayaha. Sarasvatya surodasa. Rishina upashantanam. Pashanashama sambada. Amantatamanivaram. Anugata sahanukha. Vritaste ratam aruhya. Sabahya svaparam nipaha. Upayari shikuyayaha. Sarasatya suradasaha. Rishinam upashantanam. Pashana shamasambhata. Amantatamuni varam. Anugyata sahanuga. Vritaste ratam aruhya. Sabhaya svaparadipaha. Upayari shikuyayaha. Sarasatya sarasaha. Rishinam upashantanam. Pashana shama sampada. Amanta tamani varam. Sahanubha. Ashtayatam aruhya. Sabhaya saparam vipaha. Vaya ishiku yana. Mancha. Ishkuyaha. Sarasatya dasha. Shatanam. Shatara. Ladies. Cheers. Sankaram. A mantra, taking permission to go. Tam, from him, Kardama. Munivaram, from the best of sages. Anugyataha, being permitted to leave. Saha Anukaha, along with his retinue. Pratashte, started for. Ratam Aruhya, mounting his chariot. Sabayaha, along with his wife. Svaparam, his own capital. Nipaha, the emperor. Upayaha, on both. Rishikuyayaha, agreeable to the sages. Sarasvatyaha, of the river Saraswati. Sirodhasoham, the charming banks. Rishinam, all the great sages. Upshantanam, tranquil. Pashyan, seeing. Ashamasambataha, the prosperity of the beautiful hermitages. Translation, Vaishnava Prabhupada. After asking and obtaining the great sage's permission to leave, the monarch mounted his chariot with his wife and started for his capital, followed by his retinue. Along the way, he saw the prosperity of the tranquil, seers, beautiful hermitages and both the charming banks of the Saraswati, the river, so agreeable to saintly persons. Purport. As cities are constructed in the modern age with great engineering and architectural craftsmanship, so, in days gone by, there were neighborhoods called Rishikulas, where great saintly persons resided. In India, there are still many magnificent places for spiritual understanding. There are many rishis and saintly persons living in nice cottages on the banks of the Ganga and Jamuna for purposes of spiritual cultivation. While passing through the Rishikulas, the king and his party were very much satisfied with the beauty of the cottages and hermitages. It is stated here, Pashan Ashama Sambada. The great sages had no skyscrapers, but the hermitages were so beautiful, the king was very much pleased at the sight. Mukam karati vachala bhangam langa tekirim yakipam taham vande sigurum tinatavinam omagana timirandasya gananja shalakaya chakshamiratam yena tasama shi gunavi namaha. So when I first came to Vrindavan in, I think, 1993 or 94, I was interviewed by Star TV, which was at that point very big in Asia, like millions and millions of people listening. And they were very surprised to see me, who am from USA, living in Vrindavan, which was kind of a little village. At that point, it wasn't so like today. It was more like a village. And they said, how come you're coming here and you're leaving your beautiful USA? And I said, there's something here that you can find that you cannot find with all the skyscrapers and all the wonderful roads in the United States. There's a treasure here. And that's why I've come here. And that treasure is Krishna's spiritual relationship with Krishna. You know, they couldn't believe, you know, what you're doing here in this. Of course, now it's more famous. But in those days, it wasn't so famous as now. So, yes, we heard this conversation between Saimbhuva, Manu, and Kardama Muni, and how respectful they were to each other. These are the Brahmanas and the Kshatriyas. They respected each other. And actually, the Kshatriyas were not the top men. As we see now in the newspapers, it's all about, you know, the politicians and the presidents and like that. But in those days, it was not the politicians who were on top, it was the Brahmanas. But the Brahmanas, they were living like in these very, ashrams, just in huts on the rivers. So, yeah, nobody really could be envious of them. They were living very simply. So the Kshatriyas had the palaces and everything. So there was a culture, a spiritual culture, a culture of an ashram based on respect and love. Just like beginning of Bhagavatam, it says that Atampubi Jashasta Varashama Vibhagasha Swanasita Tarmasha Sangsitir Hari Toshanam. What's the purpose of these different varnas and ashrams is to please Krishna. Sangsitir Hari Toshanam. The purpose is to please Krishna. And so it's based on love and respect. Just like we'll see that the citizens, I think from verse tomorrow, how the citizens love their king. Now, what citizens love their king now? I think recently there were millions who were protesting about their king, about their president here in America. There's no love between them. And yes, because there's no respect. There's no cultural respect. And so Prabhupada used to explain there's four principles, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. So for the vaishyas, for the business people, and for the married people, the most important thing is artha. You know, you make money and you maintain the other three ashrams. But all must engage in charity. The brahmanas must give charity. They have to give knowledge. And in the old days, Prabhupada said, they used to go door to door and do astrological readings for free, and also they would give medicine for free. They would do Ayurvedic medicine, the brahmanas. That was the brahmanas, what they used to do in the old days, not recently, maybe a few thousand years ago. But now everything's based on money. Artha is there. And Gita says in 18.5, acts of sacrifice, charity, and penance are not to be given up. They must be performed. So that means for everyone, it doesn't matter who you are, what ashram, what varna, you have to sacrifice charity and penance. So the Kshatriyas, they would give land to the Vaishyas. And the Vaishyas, they would give all the products. They would make everything, grow everything, and that was their purpose of life. And the Shudras would give their service. And so this is, everyone had something to do. But now what we have, instead of this love, we have Ugra Karma, Prabhupada said. People go to factories. And Prabhupada also said, factory is another name for hell. It's a name for hell. And one of my godbrothers, Bajhari, he when he was with Prabhupada, he said, you know, I used to work in a factory in the night shift, a steel factory, and they had these huge, huge machines and boiling the steel. And he said, I almost had a nervous breakdown because of that. And so Srila Prabhupada said, yes, because in our last life, you were all brahmanas, and now we're here again together. So you cannot work in the factory. Devotees, very hard for them to work 9 to 5. Very hard. We have the Prabhupada wanted Daiva Varnasham, where everyone is dependent on each other, interdependent. So we have the example in Bhagavatam of here, this Swayambhuva Manu, and also Prita Maharaj. Prita Maharaj, there is a verse in Bhagavatam 4:21-25. Where Prithu Maharaj said, my dear citizens, for the welfare of your king after his death, you should execute your duties properly in Varnasham and always think of the supreme personality of Godhead in your hearts. By doing that, you'll protect your interests and you'll give mercy upon your king for his welfare after death. So who cares about the king after death? I mean, even now they don't care, but in those days there was such love between the king and the citizen. They were all like his children. They really loved him. And not only you do your varnashram, you have to think of Krishna. It's not like you just do your duties without thinking of Krishna. Krishna has to be there. You have to be Krishna conscious too. You also have to chant Hare Krishna, no matter what ashram or varna you're in. And so actually, Srila Prabhupada, he was always saying that, you know, these are interdependent. It's like the universal form. The head is the Brahmins, the arms are the Kshatriyas, the belly is the Vaishyas, and the legs are the Shudras. And so they need to work together. They need to work together to make the whole body alive. So now who is working together? Nobody is working together. And everybody's fighting, and that's why there is so much war in the world, and why even the universal body is not happy, is diseased. It's diseased. Like all of us, we are like cells, just like we have cells in our body. And if some of our cells get cancer, then the body gets sick. So we are like cells in the universal body. And if we start fighting each other, then the universal body is not happy also. And so just like the arms depend on the eyes and the brain, so the Kshatriyas depend on the Brahmanas for vision. And so Prithu Maharaj was begging blessing from the Brahmanas, the sadhus. They give you vision. If you're blind, then what is the use? And we do have a blind society today. And so if the Kshatriya just takes taxes and neglects the body, then everyone will suffer. Just like Prabhupada gives the example, the hands once went on strike, and the hands said, why should the stomach enjoy? Let us enjoy the food instead. So the hands were trying to enjoy and then getting sicker and sicker and weaker. Finally, they realized, no, we have to feed the stomach. We have to give to the mouth and feed the stomach. And one time I was reading, this was many years ago, I think 20 years ago, in UK, London, the doctors went on strike for 1 month. And after 1 month, the death rate went way down. So I don't know what that means, but sorry if any of you are doctors, but that's what happened in the UK. So, yes, without the Brahmins guiding society, then it's very, very dangerous. If there is a Brahmin is the head of society, then the goal will be moksha. The goal will be Krishna consciousness. It will be liberation. If a Kshatriya is the head, then it will be justice. There will be justice. And if a Vaishya is on the head, economic development will be the goal of that country. And if the Shudras are on the top, then sense gratification is the goal. I remember when I was a child in school, high school probably, there was one president, and he was, before he got elected, he was saying, if you elect me as president, I will have a chicken in every pot and 2 cars in every garage. So that was his promise. Sense gratification, yes, that is the goal. Everyone should have 2 cars. Everyone should have chickens in the pot. Anyway. So, yes, that president didn't last long, I think, also, because he got involved in corruption or something. So, yeah, there is a Vaidaiva Anash Varnasham to please Krishna, and there is Asuric or demonic Varnasham, which is based on birth. And we see that in India a little bit. I've been in India for a long time, and we do see that. I remember I used to live in Goa for some time, and I had a moped that I was driving. And so I would go to the person to fix my moped, and he was a Brahmin. And people were saying, Pandaji, can you fix my moped? And he was covered head to foot with grease and oil, Pandaji. And so this is what I experienced in India. So if we help each other, being Krishna conscious, then we can succeed. When Yudhisthira was king, not only the citizens cooperated, in Bhagavatam, first canto, 10th chapter, verse 5, the rivers, oceans, hills, mountains, forests, creepers, and active drugs paid their tax quota to the king. So not because he was protecting not only the people, also the trees, also everybody, the hills, the mountains, the oceans, there was no pollution. And so they were paying their tax. The trees were giving fruits and flowers and herbs. And the mountains were giving gold and jewels. And the ocean was giving whatever the ocean gives. So this is when the Krishna conscious king is in control, and then you have all these things. And so all Varnas had a service to Krishna, and they would appreciate each other and greet each other respectfully, because they saw everyone as servants of Krishna, including themselves. So there was a certain way you would talk when you would meet different Varnas. Srila Prabhupada explained in one lecture that if you meet a Brahmana, then he's called Panditji or Maharaj, Pandit Maharaj. And a Kshatriya was, Prabhupada said, used to be called Thakur, actually. Thakur. Also Maharaj, too. And then the Vaishya was called Sethji. And the Shudra was Chaudhary. So if you were to meet a Brahmana, Maharaj Dasharath, father of Lord Ram, was receiving Vishvamitra. He said, Ahishtam yatta punar jama jayaya. How are you doing in your endeavor to conquer the repetition of birth and death? How are you doing in your moksha path, in other words? So let's hear about Kshatriya. We hear in, of course, before we talk about Kshatriya, Prabhupada does say one interesting thing, that a Brahmana does not go to construct big house. He simply constructs his character. So that's what the Brahmana has to do. He doesn't have a big palace or anything. He constructs his character, and the others, they say, oh, please come, sit here. Come to my house. Yeah, yes. So how do you greet a Kshatriya? In Bhagavatam, we see the great sage Angira was saying, my dear King Chitraketu, I hope your body, your mind, and your royal associates and paraphernalia are well. A king is protected by seven elements, that is, his guru, his ministers, his kingdom, his fort, his treasury, his royal order, and his friends. Yeah, I think there's no real kings anymore, although they have the titles. But if you read the news, you will find that they're more like into the sense gratification level, not so much doing kshatriya duties. So the Vaishyas, how to greet a Vaishya? Vasudev said to Nanda Maharaj, tell me, how is Vrindavan? You have so many animals. Are your animals happy? Are they getting enough grass and water? That's how he was greeting. Let me know the place where you are living is undisturbed and peaceful. Now, that was the duty of the Kshatriya, to protect the Vaishyas. And Prabhupada said in Krishna book, the cows are as important as the citizens. They're very important. So Vaishyas, you know, how is your garden? How is your farm? How are your crops? Of course, there's two types of Vaishya. There's the one who grows things, and then there's the one who also has business. Too. How's your business? So, yeah, my son is actually a Vaishya very much. And he says, Mom, all I think about is money all day and night. And he said, it's really easy. All you do is move it from one side, numbers, to the other side. Move these numbers this way to that way. I said, okay. I don't have that. I'm not a Vaishya. But anyway, for a Shudra, how are you? Because we are the most important thing. We are the most important. So how would you greet a devotee? How is your japa? Of course, if you're old, how is your health also? Because sometimes Prabhupada would say health is number one. Can't do anything without health. But there is mutual respect. Prabhupada had one Sanskrit scholar, Pradyumna. And he would call Pradyumna Panditji. Shudakirti tells that when he was with Prabhupada, he would ring the bell and he would ask, where is Panditji? Where is Pradyumna? And so after several months, his Sanskrit editor was not coming so quickly. He was very difficult to be found. So then Prabhupada would say, where is Banditji? He changed from Pandit to Bandit. So Prabhupada has sense of humor. So yes, whereas, so another way to greet a devotee is, how is your preaching? How's your preaching going? And one of the disciples of Jayapataka Maharaj told me that he always asked the devotees, his disciples, how is your preaching going? That's what he asks. And Radhana Swami also, he was asked, how are you? And he said, better than I deserve. And so we have different ways to answer that question as devotees. So Prita was depending on the citizens to go back to Godhead. Now, Srila Prabhupada said a very similar thing, that he was depending on his disciples to go back to Godhead. And the purport in 4th canto, 12th chapter, verse 33, Prabhupada was saying how Dhruva Maharaj took his mother back to Godhead. And Prabhupada said that, you know, this Krishna consciousness movement is spreading all over the world. Sometimes I think, even though I'm crippled in many ways, if one of my disciples becomes as strong as Dhruva Maharaj, he will be able to carry me with him to Vaikuntha Loka. That was Prabhupada's humility. So we're talking about Daiva Varnashram. What's the difference between Daiva Varnashram and Asurika Varnashram, demonic Varnashram? Well, in Daiva Varnashram, the goal is to please Krishna and to allow everyone to cooperate and help each other advance in spiritual life. And the Asurika Varnashram, they want to have an orderly society, promote social prestige, and they want to go to higher planets. And then the spontaneous, there is spontaneous that you see in every country. There are Brahminical people, there are managerial Kshatriyas fighters, and there are Vaishyas and there are Shudras. So they want to preserve order and the comfort of the higher classes, basically. And so on the basis of your Varna in Asuric, demonic, it's your birth. And in your Daiva Varnashram, it's your character, your qualities, your training, and your work. So yes, and everyone can be elevated. Everyone can be a Brahmana. And Prabhupada wanted everyone to become a Brahmana. So when we first came to India, then there were some caste Brahmanas. And they were appreciating. They said, oh, you're doing such a nice deity worship. Next life, you can be born as a Brahmin. And we told Prabhupada, Prabhupada said, you tell them, you're doing such nice deity worship. Next life, you can be born in ISKCON. So we didn't tell them, but we didn't say anything, but that was Prabhupada's attitude, that he didn't think much of birth. So if we study 3rd canto, 12th chapter, verse 41, it talks about how the Lord Brahma created four ashrams to uphold the four pillars of religion. That is, education, charity, penance, and truth are the four legs of religion. And they correspond to brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. So the brahmachari is supposed to have education. The grihastha is supposed to have charity or mercifulness, given charity. So you sense gratification with a charitable disposition, daya or dana. And penance is for vanaprastha, and truthfulness for sannyas. And so how do you know where you belong? Guna and karma, Gita says. So even in previous times, thousands of years ago, millions of years ago, in Jabala Upanishad, there was one Satyakama Jabala. He was a prostitute's son, and he went to Gautam Muni, and he said, I want to be your disciple. So Gautam Muni said, who's your father? And he said, I don't know. He said, go ask your mother. So mother said, I don't know who your father is also. So he came and he said to Gautam Muni, my mother also doesn't know who my father is. So then he said, you're a Brahmin because you're speaking the truth. Nobody will say that. So you must be a Brahmin. So even millions of years ago, it was not according to birth, because he was like the lowest birth. And so we have our example. I gave this example, I think, last year in a previous class about Haridas my godbrother, who has left already, back to Godhead. And he was also, he was like a street boy, and he was in jail, and he got the Back to Godhead magazine in jail. He saw a picture of Srila Prabhupada, who had a very, probably had a very expensive watch, and he said, I must get that watch. Came out of jail, came to the temple, joined as a brahmachari, and I need to meet your guru, he said. And he said, okay, you can meet. And he met Prabhupada, but by the time he met Prabhupada, he was already became a surrendered devotee. And Prabhupada asked him, you want this watch? No, 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 Swamiji, no. So Prabhupada said, this was in 1973, I believe, in the early days. And Prabhupada said, I want to send you to USA to preach. Now, in the 70s, in India, everyone wanted to go to USA. Now, I don't think so anymore. I think they want to come back, but a lot of people. But yeah, Srila Prabhupada said, I'm sending you. So then, but he wasn't going, and Prabhupada said, what happened? Why aren't you going? He said, because I have to fill up my passport. It's asking who is my father, and I don't know. And Prabhupada said, give me that passport. And he signed A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami as father. And so, yes, Prabhupada was our father, and he gave us all places we could preach. We could do everything for him. He gave us all facility. So even when Lord Chaitanya was here, there was a problem that the brahmanas, the so-called brahmanas, were saying, if everyone chants the holy name, then the name will become contaminated. That was their idea. And Prabhupada said, you know, this is blasphemy. They think the name is going to be contaminated. And that's why he had Haridas Thakur, a Muslim, as Namacharya. He had a Muslim. And so imagine. And so this is Lord Chaitanya's movement. And also in fifth canto, first chapter, verse 35, it's described that if a devotee takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, you can transcend the influence of the six material whips: hunger, thirst, lamentation, illusion, old age, and death. Isn't that interesting? I just the other day I saw something from Jayapataka Maharaj many years ago. He was asked, are you feeling pain in your body? So he said, okay, wait 1 minute. He says, okay, I'm going to come back to bodily consciousness. Oh, yes, I'm feeling pain. Then he said, but if I remember the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya, I don't feel pain. He says, yes, okay, I'm going back to remembering the lotus feet of Prabhupada. And Lord, okay, now I don't feel pain. So isn't that interesting? You don't have to feel pain. Yes. So Prabhupada in this purba, he says, sometimes brahmanas argue, caste brahmanas, unless you change your body, you can't be accepted as a brahmana. Srila Prabhupada said, but we are changing our subtle body by chanting Hare Krishna. We are changing our subtle body. We have changed already. We have become Vaishnavas, which is higher than brahmanas, by chanting. And so, yes, and Prabhupada said, if you're initiated into the chanting, then you can, then you've changed. You have changed. Your subtle and even your gross body, you can see changes there too. And so I'd like to conclude that everyone's important. The hand's important, the leg, the pujari, the book distributor, the cooks, everyone's important. And everyone has something to give to Krishna for Krishna's pleasure. And so in the 10th canto, 14th chapter, verse 7, it is said that someday the scientists may be able to count the snowflakes or the atoms of the earth or the molecules coming from the sun, but they cannot ever count the qualities of Krishna. And in the purport, Prabhupada quotes Sanatana Goswami that says, he says, Krishna has a special quality to attract each and every one of us. So how many qualities is that? How many living entities are there in the material and spiritual worlds? Each one has a special quality that Krishna gives to attract him. So in a lecture on the verse Bhagavad Gita 4:13, New York City, 1966, in the early days, he said, you must all become guru. he just came out of hippie life. And Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya says, no one is responsible for his birth. He must advance in Krishna consciousness. So if you want to go back to Godhead, there's no impediment. The chance is given, you can become a Brahmin, you can become a great devotee of Krishna, and you can become spiritual master of the whole world. And that's Prabhupada's mercy he's given to us. Although we never thought we would do anything like that in our lives. But somehow he empowered us to preach. And so we can give the highest charity to the whole world. So I'll stop here. Any questions? Yes, Ragamika.
Thank you. Is this on? Okay. A comment and a question. Comment. Some years ago, I came in touch with my old friend, Rajalila, and I asked her, how are you? And she said, grateful.
Grateful, yes. How are you? Grateful.
That was interesting.
Yeah. She's the incarnation of gratefulness.
You said that Prabhupada wanted all of us, everyone to become Brahmins.
Yes.
Would you qualify that by saying all of his disciples? Because he said half of his, 50% of his work was to create Varnashram.
So disciples as opposed to what?
As opposed to everybody who's not initiated out there.
Everyone out there. Yeah, to the disciples, I would say. Okay. This movement. He wanted this movement to be Brahminical. He wanted our movement. But outside people, you cannot just, you cannot change. So for them, it's easier for them to follow Varnashram and gradually develop. Whereas those who are already doing like the full morning program and chanting 16 rounds and following regular principles, they can become Brahmins. They have the chance. Any other question? Or comment?
I was wondering if why is answered clearly, why people need to be Brahmanical, why this require, if this is explained more clearly, then how or who will be naturally attracted?
If one is explained more clearly.
The reason I'm saying, just like a conditioned soul, what is conditioned soul means?
Right.
Due to their association with the three modes, they got a psychophysical nature.
Right.
The whole journey is not about the soul
or
spiritual. It's just that the subtle body has to be purified. If our subtle body is purified, this physical body can be pure devotee in 5 minutes. Put on tilak, devotee dress, done. So what is that psychophysical nature, how it will be purified? That's the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Krishna consciousness is nothing but to that.
Okay.
So Prabhupada writes in the translation, or I would say Krishna told to Arjuna, you are born with that psychophysical nature.
Right.
Svabhavajena kunteya nivaddhasena karmana kartum nachyasi janmat. You are bound to act on that.
Right. Yeah.
Who doesn't want to be happy forever?
Right.
Everybody wants to be happy, but that psychophysical nature blocking us.
Mm-hmm.
So, Daiva Varnasram means it's purifying. That's
why. Yeah.
Asura Varnasram, Ravana had also Varnasram. But it doesn't purify, it's exploit. That's why we are not into Varnasram. We are into purifying Buddha called Daiva Varnasram.
Yeah, that is explained in this later on in this canto, 29th chapter. Devotional service in the modes of nature also. And the mode of goodness means you do your Varnasram and devotional service, as devotional service. and get purified.
33 bars on the same chapter.
Yeah.
Jarati asu ja kosam nirgina manalo jatha.
Yeah.
Devotional service dissolve.
Yeah, exactly.
The psychophysical nature, right. The whole subtle body.
Yes, yes, yes. But we have the choice.
Devotees should really understand this, then they will jump into it.
Yeah, and Prabhupada uses Gita 9:27, Yakaroshi, Ashnashi, Ajuhasi, Dadasiya. Whatever you do, all you do, offer, eat, you should do as an offering to me. So that's like devotional service, a mode of goodness, or like using varnashram, using your psychophysical nature in service to Krishna.
But majority people, they try to escape from it. I tell you why. Because psychophysical nature is not something very proud to be or proud of.
Yeah.
It's a hidden desire, hidden emotion feeling. It has to be purified.
Right.
And only way to purify it is bhakti.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no other.
Because a lot of us, you know, didn't matter who, what kind of psychophysical nature, we were all washing pots when we first joined. You know, that was our seva. And cleaning and every, you know, we would do everything, you know, anything yeah. And everything. It was like, they didn't ask us, what's your psychophysical nature? There's everyone out in Harinam also, so that there, everything's dissolved. 10 hours Harinam every day. Dissolve the psychophysical.
Those are good.
Yeah, it was, that was our training. Yeah, go ahead and back. And also I was a typist, so we were doing 24 hours, Macmillan Bhagavad Gita, we were doing the typesetting. We had 24-hour shift, so we each had 4 hours to type on the. That was using our psychophysical nature, sort of. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, Mataji, welcome. So, like in Satya Yoga, it stated most of the living entities, they were like Brahminical in nature, or they were like.
In Satya Yoga.
Bhagavatam says hamsas. Swan-like, dip, and there was not mm-hmm. even need for varnashram.
There was no varnashram.
But in Treta and Dwarpa yeah. Yoga, it seems the atmosphere was
degraded.
Conducive
yeah.
to the varnashram system.
Right.
But in this Kali Yuga with so much degradation and impurity in the atmosphere,
right. Yeah.
It seems like very, very difficult, even though Srila Prabhupada says yeah. that he really
many
wants
times.
Us to reestablish it back. But I guess because of the circumstance,
it
seems very, very difficult. What do you think about it?
Well, Krishna, he explains the path of Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, and Bhakti Yoga. And Karma Yoga, people who can do it in this age? Who can even do karma, which is good karma. Who can do karma, which is the Vedas? Who can do it today? So therefore, Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nashdeva, 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 three times, not that, not that, not that. Not Karma Yoga, not Jnana Yoga, not Ashtanga Yoga. Only Bhakti, only Chan Hare Krishna. That's the only hope to stop all these wars and everything is. Yeah, I was asked by, in Mayapur, I was in, asked by a group of Russians, devotees, you know, how can we stop this war with Ukraine? I said, only Harinam Sankirtan Yoga is the only way. Nothing else is going to work. Nothing material can do it. The material is like finished. It's, yeah, there's no material means, but the spiritual energy is more powerful than material. So we have to go to the spiritual. In your life, in my life also, and I feel like the material energy, it's like the doors are closing. I say, okay, I have to go to the spiritual energy now for a solution to this problem. Higher authorities. Yeah, any other question? And that was why Arjuna won the battle, why the Pandavas won the battle, because they had the spiritual energy. The others had the material energy. They had all the soldiers, they had everything, the big commanders, but they lost because they didn't have the spiritual energy.
Prabhupada mentioned in 1860 that Arjuna had an option. Everybody has an option.
Right.
He had an option either When we say varnashram, we are not born with the varnashram.
No.
I hope everybody understands.
Nope.
We are born with varna, not ashram. Ashram, you need a teacher.
Ashram is different, yeah.
And ashram means purifying. Varna means you are born with the contamination. That's
right.
What varna boils down to.
Exactly.
So in Arjuna's case, Prabhupada writes in the purport, he can fight for Krishna or he will fight for Maya.
Yeah.
Trying to escape from fighting is not possible. But he was trying to escape.
Right.
146, he says that. Gandiva is putting down, I'm not going to fight.
I'm not going to fight. Yeah, he tried, but it didn't work.
After that, he convinced, he understood.
Yes, yes. He wanted to take sannyas or whatever, I don't know what he wanted to do. Go begging, no? He said he would go, better if I go begging. Yeah. Okay, any other comments, questions? Jai, O Gaurishta Prabhupada, Hare Krishna.